What if I told you that people have been needlessly suffering and dying from diseases like cancer, AIDS, Lyme disease, and a virtually endless list of viral and bacterial infections? What if I told you that an inexpensive and effective chemical remedy exists? And that remedy has been silenced, falsely discredited, and hidden from the world.
The FDA says the ingredients inside are incredibly dangerous.
Essentially, it's a powerful bleach that could poison anyone who drinks it.
What if I told you that there was undeniable evidence, as well as countless testimonies, of its safe use and powerful effectiveness? Would you be willing to learn the truth? The news media calls it a poisonous bleach, and the Food and Drug Administration says that it's a dangerous toxic chemical and harmful to humans.
The most trusted name in water purification products, Potable Aqua is used by militaries and relief organizations around the world. Potable Aqua is an easy-to-use, simple water purification for campers, backpackers, and outdoor enthusiasts, from the top of Mount Everest to the North and South Poles and everywhere in between. Potable Aqua chlorine dioxide tablets are chlorine dioxide-based water purification tablets that are effective against bacteria, viruses, and cysts. Whether camping, canoeing, hunting, or engaging in any sort of outdoor activity, it pays to be mindful of your water supply.
The most common and simple method for producing chlorine dioxide gas is a process of mixing sodium chlorite and an acid activator. When these two substances are mixed, chlorine dioxide gas forms. The gas is a very simple and tiny molecule and contains one chlorine atom and two oxygen atoms. It's extremely soluble in water and does not create chemical bonds. This means that the gas can be dissolved entirely in water. Because of this property, it can be used to safely and effectively purify water while completely deactivating viruses, bacteria, fungi, and some types of small parasites. It even neutralizes many toxins, pesticides, herbicides, and pharmaceuticals that contaminate drinking water. As an added bonus, it can do all of that without producing any harmful organic compounds, as occurs with nearly all other disinfectants.
Potable Aqua chlorine dioxide tablets are easy to use. First, collect water from any fresh water source. Next, remove the tablet from its foil packaging with a knife or scissors and quickly insert into 1 quart or liter of contaminated water. Allow the tablet to react for 4 hours in an opaque container or in the dark to generate a use solution of 4 parts per million chlorine dioxide. After the 4 hour treatment time, the water is ready for drinking with no aftertaste. Chlorine dioxide improves the taste and color of water.
Industries that rely on chlorine dioxide for disinfecting properties include agriculture, healthcare, food and beverage, waterworks, and air quality, just to name a few. Up until the 1970s, chlorine dioxide was primarily used on a small scale for water disinfection, but failed to gain early and widespread use because of the inexpensive but more toxic chlorine bleach, which had been used for drinking water disinfection since the 1920s.
Mountain walkers and travelers will often be in places where safe drinking water isn't available. Contaminated water and the subsequent illnesses that can arise from it can ruin a trip or a holiday. This is why at Life Systems we have developed the most effective chemical treatment for making contaminated water safe to drink. The active used is called chlorine dioxide, and this powerful water disinfectant is effective at killing waterborne pathogens from viruses, bacteria, and oocysts, including Giardia and Cryptosporidium.
Howard Alger, an inventor, scientist, and businessman, first discovered the beneficial effects of chlorine dioxide for not only human and animal health, but for almost anything that involves killing bacteria, viruses, and fungi.
Chlorine dioxide also leaves no residue taste in the water, which is an added benefit when using this product.
He took his patented process and chemical formulation for producing the chlorine dioxide and formed a company around it using the same name, Alcide Corporation. Alcide Corporation went on to produce multiple patents and products that utilized the antimicrobial and healing effects of chlorine dioxide. Alcide Corporation had patents for treating wound disinfection, donated human blood and blood component disinfection, an oral rinse for prevention and treatment of infection, formulations for anti-inflammatory diseases including psoriasis, fungal infections, eczema, dandruff, acne, genital herpes, and leg ulcers. Other products included topical applications for preventing and treating bacterial infections, including udder mastitis in mammals. Also under development were systemic anti-inflammatory formulations and methods for reducing inflammation in tissues such as bowel, muscle, bone, tendon, and joints. Methods also were developed and patented for preventing and treating microbial infections in the lower genital tract of mammals. These included the treatment of vulvitis, vaginitis, cervicitis, and endometriitis, which involved an intravaginal and/or an intrauterine infusion. Apart from the applications for human and animal use, Alcide Corporation also received multiple patents that utilized chlorine dioxide for the treatment and disinfection of food and beverages, the disinfection of surfaces for industrial, healthcare, agriculture, and more. Alcide Corporation went public in 1983, and for reasons unknown, Howard soon sold his share of the company and parted ways. When Howard left the company, he had to sign a no-compete agreement with Alcide Corporation, which prevented him from developing chlorine dioxide products.
We offer this chemical in two formats, in tablets and droplets. Our foil-sealed tablets come supplied in durable storage boxes. These offer added protection for the tablets with the convenience of keeping them all together in one place for when you need them. Each of these boxes contains 30 tablets, enough to treat 30 liters of water. However, if the water being treated is very cold or you suspect Giardia or Cryptosporidium to be present, simply add 2 tablets per liter of water being treated. Swirl gently and wait 10 minutes before use, or wait 30 minutes if 2 tablets have been used. Once this time has passed, your water will be safe to drink.
Remarkably, in 1994, at the age of 66, he started the company Arco Research and began his work with chlorine dioxide again after the no-compete agreement had expired. In 2004, Arco Research became Frontier Pharmaceutical and has continued to expand and develop chlorine dioxide products for human use. And before his death, at 92 years of age, Mr. Alger even patented a method for treating cancer with chlorine dioxide injections. Also, in 2004, the multi-billion dollar company Ecolab acquired Alcide Corporation. The CEO of Ecolab at the time stated, quote, "We believe the transaction of Alcide is attractively priced for Alcide shareholders and will allow Alcide to accelerate growth for its products and improve opportunities for its employees." After Ecolab purchased Alcide, research and development for human applications of chlorine dioxide seems to have stopped, and Alcide products were rebranded with a strong focus on industrial and agricultural use.
It's important to remember, when using any chemical water treatment, that the water being treated should be relatively clear. If there's any debris or matter in the water, this will reduce the effectiveness of the active being used. Particles should be removed either by straining the water through a piece of cotton or a similar weave fabric first.
In the summer of 1996, Jim Humble was hired to lead a mining expedition through the jungles of South America. During the expedition, two of the men on his crew were bitten by mosquitoes and became very ill with what they thought was malaria. They had no anti-malarial medication and were 2 days away from any help. Jim had brought bottles of stabilized oxygen. Stabilized oxygen is a liquid solution of sodium chloride that is used to purify water. Since sodium chloride is used to purify water, Jim thought that it might help rid them of the pathogen that was causing their illness. He gave his companions some of the stabilized oxygen, and within hours, the men were back on their feet, feeling completely well. This raised some questions in Jim's mind. Did this water purifier really kill the malaria? The malaria parasite infects and kills over 1 million people each year. This was the beginning of Jim's search to understand what had happened. He began successfully experimenting with his mixture of stabilized oxygen on himself and the local natives who had contracted malaria. Jim later discovered for himself that when the sodium chloride solution comes into contact with stomach acid or any acid, it produces a substance called chlorine dioxide. Jim would later discover that chlorine dioxide cured much more than malaria. Over the next decade, Jim spent a significant amount of time experimenting on himself using chlorine dioxide and ultimately helped people in some of the poorest regions of the world, including South America, Mexico, and several African countries. He was using chlorine dioxide to cure malaria, typhoid fever, dengue fever, HIV, and other serious diseases. In 2006, Jim published his first book titled The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century. It was in this book that Mr. Humble recounted the story of his initial discovery, subsequent self-experimentation, and adventures discovering the healing benefits of chlorine dioxide. He also gave detailed instructions for anyone to inexpensively prepare this substance for themselves. Over the next few years, chlorine dioxide, or what came to be known as MMS, became an internet sensation, and many people began to share how they were being helped by this substance. Internet chat groups formed, and other early social networks began to develop and spread through the news of its benefits. From 2006 to 2010, the human use and popularity of chlorine dioxide under the name MMS continued to grow, and it was in 2010 that a government and media campaign began in order to deter people from using chlorine dioxide. The media and FDA reported that chlorine dioxide was a poisonous bleach and its consumption could result in injury or death. From 2010 up until the current year of 2020, the mainstream media and the FDA have continued their relentless attack on the human use of chlorine dioxide and anyone who would promote its use in the treatment of human disease. Now let's think about this critically for a moment. From the mid-1970s to 2010, a wide range of industries have been using and developing chlorine dioxide products without any media outcry and without any FDA warnings about this being a toxic or poisonous bleach. Then, when it's discovered that anyone can safely make and use chlorine dioxide to cure a broad range of human diseases without a doctor, the FDA and the mainstream media begin a fear campaign against chlorine dioxide to scare humanity away from this simple yet amazing substance. Are you beginning to see the picture? They can't ban the substance because it's so widely used in so many industries. Chlorine dioxide has been available for human and animal use since the 1970s, but it was when a common old gold miner by the name of Jim Humble discovered how easy it was to make and treat yourself with chlorine dioxide that the establishment comes out with false information and misleading scare tactics to keep people from personally experiencing the power of chlorine dioxide for themselves.
To treat everything from cancer to AIDS to autism, but you shouldn't drink it because drinking bleach, as you might guess, isn't good for you.
Ames basically turned into bleach in your stomach.
It's like consuming bleach and is dangerous to your health.
It's bleach.
This argument is simply propaganda. Here's why. As a nurse, I regularly give my patients dangerous substances like Coumadin, a blood thinner, which is used as rat poison, chemotherapy, some of which are used as chemical weapons, and salt water for hydration, which is a poison in high concentrations. All of these substances can be beneficial for humans, but can also be highly toxic and even cause death when given in large amounts or inappropriately. The toxicity has everything to do with the dose amount, and it has nothing to do with the label placed on the substance. The same is true for chlorine dioxide. For chlorine dioxide to be used as a bleaching agent, the solution concentration will be on average 5%. Dosing used for human health ranges from 0.000003% to 0.02% solution. When chlorine dioxide is used appropriately in the minuscule quantities required to eliminate pathogens and benefit human health, it's totally safe. Because of chlorine dioxide's safe track record, it's used widely as a water purifier and is being used as a safe decontaminant in many industries, including the food and beverage, medical, agricultural, pharmaceutical, and sanitation. Any place where you need to kill all of the bacteria, fungus, and viruses, chlorine dioxide is becoming known as the safest and most effective choice available. Chlorine dioxide was used to safely sterilize the Senate offices after an anthrax attack in Washington, D.C. in 2001, and it has been used to safely clean up Ebola virus hot zones. When used appropriately, chlorine dioxide is safe and is one of the few chemicals that does not harm the environment. Precautions and discretion should be used as would be appropriate with any chemical, medication, herb, or substance used for medical purposes. There are a number of different ways that the users of chlorine dioxide introduce this substance onto and into their bodies. The primary methods of use include topical and oral consumption. Safety studies performed since the 1970s have shown that chlorine dioxide, when used appropriately, is safe for human consumption. To exemplify just how safe chlorine dioxide is, the pharmaceutical company Frontier Pharmaceuticals has produced a variety of FDA-approved safe products containing chlorine dioxide that include an oral rinse and skincare products, and the founder of the company, Howard Alger, even has a patent for using chlorine dioxide to eliminate cancer. The patent states the following, quote, "Chlorine dioxide, a strong oxidant, can safely be injected into a subject's body, including a tumor, although the compound has not yet been utilized as a cancer treatment in this manner." It goes on to say, quote, "Chlorine dioxide is highly penetrating and generally considered non-toxic, as demonstrated by its application in deep wounds, third-degree burns, and use in oral and topical diseases." Citations are given for research papers that validate this statement. There are dozens of research papers that extol the benefits and safety of properly applied chlorine dioxide for human wound management and microbial control. In 2014, the Journal of Advances in Skin and Wound Care published an article that stated, quote, "Chlorine dioxide appears to be a safe, biologically acceptable antiseptic wound irrigant that does not appear to interfere with cosmetic outcomes." And from the International Dentistry Journal, published in 2004, it states, quote, "The effectiveness of topical chlorine dioxide, 0.8%, in the management of chronic atrophic candidiasis was demonstrated. Chlorine dioxide provided a safe and clinically effective option." And just so you understand what a 0.8% solution is, let me illustrate. 0.8%, when converted to parts per million, equals 8,000 parts per million. The typical oral dosing that people use when ingesting chlorine dioxide orally is less than 100 parts per million, and typically less than 50 parts per million. So as an oral rinse, chlorine dioxide was safe and clinically effective at a dose 80 times greater than what is used to receive the beneficial effects through oral ingestion. Chlorine dioxide is even being used medically for the treatment of cancer in France. French physician Laurent Schwartz has been treating patients using a protocol that includes chlorine dioxide. Here's a quote from the Encyclopedia of Food Microbiology, 2nd edition, 2014. Quote, "Chlorine dioxide is 3 to 4 times as powerful as sodium hypochlorite as a sanitizing agent and is generally effective against all bacteria and viruses." This is from the Travel and Tropical Medicine Manual, 5th edition, 2017. Quote, "Chlorine dioxide is capable of inactivating most waterborne pathogens, including Cryptosporidium, at practical doses and contact times. It is at least as effective a bactericide as chlorine, and in many cases superior. It's far superior as a viricide." From the International Travel and Health Guide, 2006 to 2007, 13th edition, it says, quote, "Chlorine dioxide is an extremely effective disinfectant, which rapidly kills bacteria, viruses, and giardia, and is also effective against Cryptosporidium. Chlorine dioxide also improves taste and odor, destroys sulfides, cyanides, and phenols, controls algae, and neutralizes iron and manganese ions. It's an effective biocide at concentrations as low as 0.1 parts per million and over a wide pH range. It is 10 times more soluble in water than chlorine, even in cold water. Unlike iodine, chlorine dioxide has no adverse effects on thyroid function. Chlorine dioxide is widely used by municipal water treatment facilities." The term chlorine dioxide is misleading because chlorine is not the active element. Chlorine dioxide is an oxidizing, not a chlorinating agent. Chlorine dioxide penetrates the cell wall and reacts with amino acids in the cytoplasm within the cell, killing the microorganism. The byproduct of this reaction is chlorite, which is harmless to humans. In the same study mentioned earlier that looked at oral, inhaled, and ophthalmic safety limits, the researchers found that, quote, "antimicrobial activity in vitro was more than 98.2% reduced when concentrations of chlorine dioxide were 5 and 20 parts per million for bacteria and fungi respectively. It stated, quote, excellent antimicrobial activity was observed for both bacteria and fungi. Also in this study, antiviral inhibition was examined for H1N1, influenza B, and enterovirus 71, and there was a greater than 50% inhibitory effect within a 2-minute exposure to 100 parts per million of chlorine dioxide. It's important to note that this safety and effectiveness study was specifically being carried out because chlorine dioxide solution can be and is directly applied to food and human hygiene products and for preventative health measures. In other words, they know it works extremely well on the outside, and they wanted to make sure that it was safe for internal use because it's so effective against all pathogens. In a 2010 study, chlorine dioxide at concentrations ranging from 1 to 100 parts per million produced potent antiviral activity, inactivating greater than 99.9% of viruses with a 15-second treatment for sensitization. The antiviral activity of chlorine dioxide was approximately 10 times higher than that of sodium hypochlorite, which is standard bleach. In a 2008 study of the influenza A virus infection, a randomized controlled trial was performed with mice and yielded the following amazing results. 10 mice were exposed to aerosolized influenza A and aerosolized chlorine dioxide at 0.03 parts per million simultaneously for 15 minutes. A control group of 10 mice were exposed to only the aerosolized influenza A for 15 minutes. 16 days after exposure, none of the mice exposed to the chlorine dioxide influenza A group had died, but 7 out of 10 mice in the influenza-only control group died. That's a 70% fatality for the mice that did not receive aerosolized chlorine dioxide. Did you catch that? Extremely low doses of chlorine dioxide protected 100% of those mice from influenza. In a 1993 study, chlorine dioxide inactivated HIV-1 in the presence of blood and in the presence of medical supplies. Chlorine dioxide is also effective at inactivating and destroying human papillomavirus, or HPV. 5 of the most common bacterial pathogens have been tested against chlorine dioxide, and here are some of the results. 5 parts per million of chlorine dioxide in water decreased E. coli by 99.999% in 60 seconds. Acetobacter baumannii, a multi-drug-resistant bacteria which can cause pneumonia and meningitis, was killed by chlorine dioxide at 100 parts per million in 60 seconds. Salmonella typhirium, the bacteria which causes typhoid fever, was killed off by a 10-minute exposure to 5 parts per million chlorine dioxide gas. Pseudomonas aeruginosa, which is a drug-resistant bacteria that causes pneumonia, was completely killed by exposure to 10 parts per million of chlorine dioxide for 60 seconds. And several products have been developed by different companies which utilize it as a post-surgical oral rinse and general use oral rinse to treat periodontal disease, oral infections, canker sores, bad breath, and more. Frontier Pharmaceuticals, the company that was founded by Howard Alger, offers a whole line of chlorine dioxide products for external and oral rinse use. In 2012, a study took place in Uganda. The International Red Cross, Uganda Red Cross, and a group called the Water Reference Center had members present that conducted the study and documented the results. In the study, 154 people tested positive for malaria, and 154 people were cured of malaria within 48 hours. After the study was conducted by the local Red Cross, the International Red Cross authorities denied that the entire thing took place and refused to verify the results. The study was documented on video by several people, and these videos have made their way online. Unfortunately, the malaria study documentary has been banned multiple times from YouTube, but can be found on alternative video platforms like Brighteon and BitChute. In a more recent preliminary trial, 100 patients with serious illness from COVID-19 were cured within 48 hours of use of chlorine dioxide. These preliminary studies were carried out in the country of Ecuador by licensed physicians who were desperate to find a true solution for so many of the serious COVID-19 patients that were dying by the hundreds. One brave doctor first cured himself using chlorine dioxide, and then after several other doctors recovered with chlorine dioxide, it was offered as an alternative treatment with consent to severe cases. All 100 patients that participated had significant improvement within 48 hours and achieved a complete recovery. This preliminary study was carried out with the assistance of biophysicist Andreas Kalker, who has been a longtime advocate of chlorine dioxide and speaks internationally on the subject. One of my main purposes in showing you all of this research data is to help you see the contrast between what you see coming from the mainstream news sources saying that chlorine dioxide is a toxic bleach and the reality that chlorine dioxide is a safe, powerful, and effective substance. Here you have a substance that anyone can make or buy, and when used appropriately, it can bring health and healing where nothing else can. You can literally make enough of this to last a lifetime for less than $100, and it has been known to cure everything from the common cold to cancer. Do you remember Howard Alger, the guy that founded Alcide Corporation and Frontier Pharmaceuticals? He filed a patent in 2017 that utilizes chlorine dioxide to cure cancer. In the patent information, he provides experimental research that was performed with mice that showed complete tumor regression within 48 hours of injection. That's right, it killed cancer tumors in less than 48 hours. There has been a quietly growing grassroots movement of people using chlorine dioxide to self-treat disease, and they've been using chlorine dioxide to cure a wide range of infectious diseases, including antibiotic-resistant bacterial infections, malaria, influenza, hepatitis, and more. Others have had some remarkable results relieving diseases such as arthritis, cancer, and other inflammatory diseases.
Earlier today, we updated you on an Eyewitness News investigation that began more than a year ago on the Genesis 2 Church of Health and Healing, which sells a medicine touted as a miracle cure for anything from HIV to cancer.
And while many, including the FDA, are calling MMS poison, we spoke with one woman who says it works, and you may be surprised to learn who it is. Eyewitness News reporter Jory Rand is here with that exclusive interview. Jory.
Mark, Michelle, we're talking about a substance known as MMS. You can find it online, and many people have. The problem is many others, including the FDA, say it's not medicine at all. It's just bleach. But we found a woman who says it worked for her, and you may know her as the Bionic Woman. As the Bionic Woman, actress Lindsay Wagner found herself in some difficult situations and was able to pull off superhuman feats. Joined at times by the $6 million man, Wagner's character saved lives and saved the day. None of that 70s TV magic prepared Wagner for an ailment she would suffer in real life, a case of chronic urticaria, severe disabling hives.
All over my body, like welts, like big welts. I looked like a boxer. My eyes were all swollen.
Steroids and antihistamines helped, but they had side effects and weren't a permanent solution. So after 8 months of suffering, Lindsay was desperate for a cure.
It would burn. It would itch like crazy. It's something that could just make you go insane.
Through a friend, Lindsay was put in touch with a woman whose child seemed to be nearly cured of severe autism by something called Miracle Mineral Solution, or MMS. That was purported to work for a variety of ailments, including chronic hives.
So though it was odd, I looked it up on the internet and I saw lots of good things about it, and then I saw a few scary things about it, and I thought, I didn't care. Honestly, I was desperate and I went, I'm trying this.
MMS is made with sodium chlorite, an ingredient in many industrial cleaners, and it's the religious sacrament of the Genesis 2 Church of Health and Healing. Its leaders, Jim Humble and Mark Grennan, self-proclaimed archbishops who claim MMS can cure anything from cancer to the common cold.
Are you telling people you can cure breast cancer with this?
We tell people to cure a lot of things.
Aren't you just a con man?
Well, I don't think so.
Critics, including the FDA, say MMS is nothing more than industrial-strength bleach. But for Lindsay?
I was dumbfounded. Within a week, I was off the prednisone. Within 1 week, I was just shocked.
She says within weeks, the hives disappeared and never came back.
I'm not a doctor, I'm not a scientist, I'm not a chemist, but it just seemed like this had actually cured whatever I was reacting to.
People are saying this is bleach. You know, it's basically, it can be used as a cleaner or something like that, and people are putting it in their bodies.
So can vodka. I dropped a bottle of vodka on my grandmother's kitchen floor once, and it was vinyl. It was this nice dark brown vinyl, and there's a huge tan spot in the middle of it. So, you know, that's kind of silly. A lot of things we ingest can do a lot of bizarre things.